Welcome to the program. Representing the 4th District, State Senator Mike Patton. Good afternoon to you, Senator. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, good to be with you guys.
So, Senator Patton, some alarming numbers being released regarding the increase in overdose deaths in Washington State, somewhere north of 500 percentage-wise. It's around 21%, highest in the nation, I believe, on both counts. Talk to us, sir, a little bit about this, and what are some of the early discussions about what these numbers may or may not be attributed to?
Yeah, these are from the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, and it's a year period from February of 2022 to February of 2023. The actual numbers are just under a 24% increase. The number of overdose deaths in the last year are 2,850, almost 3,000 deaths. So our increase is, as you say, number one in the nation, ahead of Maine and Oregon, which are down at 14% and less. I mean, the answer to me is we've got to return to our laws that we had previously and that other states have. The national figures was a decrease of 0.1%. So actual decrease on the national level, a huge skyrocketing increase in our state, where we, in effect, after the Blake decision, decriminalized felony drug possession, possession of fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine. In effect, if you decriminalize it, you're legalizing it. Somebody got caught with it. The police were supposed to give them a pamphlet, say, go get treatment, but we're not checking up on you. And then no way to keep track of it. On the third time, they could prosecute, but nobody was able to keep track. They did studies. So it was really, Katie barred the door, and it's very sobering to think of that many people dying. A lot of them died in homeless camps, some in government housing, and fewer in private housing. But you're not able to get treatment if you're dead. And I think there should be some accountability for passing these laws. The court in the Blake decision had no problem with maintaining the penalty as a felony. That was not part of their decision. But those folks in Olympia that don't want any penalties for drug possession at all took this as an opportunity to, as I say, decriminalize. That was a complete disaster. And then we had the special session this year, which, tries to be an improvement but doesn't get the job done. I believe you need a felony in order to have some leverage to get treatment. And a thing that people won't admit or talk about, but is true, I was a district court judge for 12 years and sentenced some people to the county jail. And I did have some people afterwards come to me and said, thank you. Thank you for sentencing me to jail. I got clean there. I was able to turn my life around. And now I've got a job. I'm a productive citizen. So there can be an advantage of sending somebody to jail for treatment. Plus, the other advantage to public safety is that person's not out robbing or stealing or whatever to get money for their drug habit. So I think that's what we got to look at, and that's really looking at the best interests of people that are using to try to prevent these overdoses. And death is such a final thing. We're supposed to, preserve and protect life. That's in our Declaration of Independence, how important that is. And yet here we've come to accept death. And in King County for a while earlier this year, the morgue could not handle all the bodies, all the dead bodies. They had to contract out with funeral homes. So I know there's a lot of support in law enforcement to have this back as a felony, because they know that's going to work way better than this hybrid we have. They call it a gross misdemeanor under the new 5536 legislation. But really, It's a hybrid. The maximum penalty is what the misdemeanor penalty is, $1,000. And a gross misdemeanor has 364 days in jail. But under 5536, the max is 180. And plus there's strong encouragement to have these diversions. I'm not a huge fan of those. I think a stipulated order of continuance works a lot better, where a person stipulates to all the facts that would lead to a conviction, a guilty finding, but that is going to be put aside if they meet the requirements of the treatment. So that really gives those folks an incentive, and I think is much preferred over diversion.
Senator Patton, in the data that you saw, does it break down which classifications of drugs were the cause for the most amount of overdoses, or did they go into any detail?
Well, not in this specifically, but I do know that fentanyl is number one from other data, as high as 70%, and some of this stuff is laced with fentanyl. Sometimes people don't know that what they've been given is laced with fentanyl. I just talked today to our local utility company, and they told of a situation. A couple of utility workers were given some water on a hot day. It was laced with fentanyl, and one died, and one's in the hospital.
Jeez.
So I think fentanyl is our main culprit.
Senator, we know the majority party is not overly interested in getting tougher on this, or at least those that are calling the shots in the majority party are not interested in getting tougher on this. So we have opportunities, the initiative process and other things, to try and put something in front of the legislature, get it on a ballot so that it goes in front of the legislature. Do you see anything other than a change somewhere in the construct of either the executive branch or the legislature that's going to wind up turning the direction on this? Because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of people in, quote, power that want to do anything about it.
Well, one opening might be to try to do something with fentanyl for minors, those that engage in reckless endangerment or are dealers to minors, and get them hooked on the fentanyl. The other thing, as you say, is a structural change, and I'm actually encouraged. I know we have a good fellow down there in the Tri-Cities running for governor, but I also know a former sheriff, Dave Reichert, who I worked with when we had the investigation of the early release of all the prisoners, the 3,000 prisoners by the Inslee administration. And I know on public safety, I mean, this guy was the one who caught the Green River Killer, and I know he's as strong as you can be on public safety, and I think that's what we need. Plus, I think he has an ability to get a lot of votes in Western Washington. I mean, we had an outstanding candidate for the Senate in Tiffany Smiley, and she raised a lot of money, but she could only get a little over 25-26% of the vote in King County, and that kind of sunk her statewide. So I encourage that former sheriff and Congressman Dave Reichert is getting in the race for governor.
Well, I think many people are in that regard, because at that point the governor has a veto pen, and bad bills can, well, he has the ability to not sign those bad bills, like the one you referenced, like 5599, and so many others that have come through the legislature over the last few years.
Well, right. Plus, he has a bully pulpit and can use it to impact public opinion on some issues.
Now, Senator, let me ask you, when the legislative session begins next year, is there going to be an attempt by either members of the Senate Freedom Caucus or the Republicans to put together something, get it out there early, to try and reverse this fix, or at least try to hone in on either opioids specifically, fentanyl specifically, something to turn around and put a little pressure on Democrat lawmakers to acknowledge this is a bigger problem than what they'd like to?
Well, absolutely. And I think one of the reasons we even got the bill that we got was pressure from local officials. Senator Robinson is from Everett. Her mayor, who's a Democrat, was pushing her for action. So I think it's there. I think this should be a wake-up call. These statistics that just came out on leading the nation in deaths from overdoses, that's got to be a wake-up call. And so I'm hopeful that we'll have momentum to at least make further improvements. But ultimately, I think we need to get it back to a felony, but that may take a little time. I don't know. Hopefully, you know, the old saying, a lot of people see the light if they feel the heat. So if there's enough heat generated by citizens who are concerned about all these deaths, then maybe there'll be some action. They certainly talk about treatment all the time, but there's no treatment if you're dead.
Senator Mike Patton from the 4th in Spokane Valley, always appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, always good to be with you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Senator Mike Patton from Spokane Valley joining us in the program to talk about the stats. 21% increase in overdose deaths in Washington State in a 12-month period.